And I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota is at the height of visitor season. Europe is opening up. And the motorcycle rally at Sturgis is only weeks away. Well, what does our COVID picture look like as we gather and celebrate and welcome people from around the world? Dr. Shankar Kura is Vice President of Medical Affairs at Monument Health. He's joining us in SDPB's Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid City. Dr. Kura, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lori. Pleasure.
Drink lots of water is probably a good thing to remind people as well for their overall health. I want to go back and talk about some basic things about minimal community spread and moderate community spread, because we're looking at the counties around the Sturgis area and in Pennington County, Lawrence County, Butte County, Meade County, and we're seeing the words moderate spread. But the relative case numbers, active cases in Meade County, that's 6 people. In Pennington County, that's 60. Help us understand the relevance of moderate spread in these counties when the actual active case number seems to me pretty low.
Yeah, and the great point, epidemiologically speaking, you know, anytime you say it's greater than 3% of positive tests, you're already in the moderate category. So the number, the actual raw number of cases is one way of looking at it, but the more informative way of looking at it is what's the percentage of positive tests that you have in any given county or state.
All right. So are people not getting tested? Do we have tests available? Are we just kind of thinking we have colds and allergies now and forgetting that we could have something far worse?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's always a worry when you talk about positive test rates. For the state, it's around 7%. Maybe for the county, it's around the same. Is there a secret or what we call, in epidemiologically speaking, crypto spread of the infection that we are not aware of? The only way you can do that is to do random sampling of a good percentage of the community. But not given that, we just have to go with what we know, and that 6 to 7% is still, despite not testing, say mass testing, that's quite an alarming number.
All right. So we think there are many more cases than are being reported is the bottom line here.
Yeah, and that's always the worry and concern. And the only way to validate if what we are assuming to be far worse than peers is to do mass random sampling.
Okay, so people are getting ready for the motorcycle rally. It seems last year there was debate and controversy about whether this was a super spreader event because that we just didn't have the data at the time. It was very political, of course. What do we know this year about last year's Sturgis gathering? Do we know anything now from a scientific standpoint, not from a political standpoint?
Yeah, from the data and the science, it's very clear. You know, anytime you have a mass gathering event, and it's not just the rally, even the fact that we are a tourist state, especially the west side of the state, we can expect as well of the population that arrives here from various states and even internationally, those are going to be also a risk for the spread of this disease. Beginning of June in the Netherlands, they did a case control study of an event that was meant to study exactly what we're talking about. They had a music concert, attended by tens of thousands of people, and then they realized that it caused spread of several thousand. What we do know, without any doubt, is when you have a mass gathering event, whether it be indoors or outdoors, there's a risk. The risk varies more if it's indoors. Now, with the Sturgis Rally, as much as it's outdoors, folks have to use the facilities for food, for drinks, for restroom breaks, and that's where the risk is the highest.
Yeah, and that's an incredibly crowded space for people who have been out there. Is the challenge access? As Secretary Melson Risden said, you know, we need to tie this. You're already going to your doctor for your annual checkup. You're already at the pharmacy for some other medication. Are we talking access? Or are we talking more messaging? What do you think would move the needle as far as people saying yes to the vaccine?
Yeah, and this is an age-old public health issue and challenge. We've seen it with polio when we started early, to get folks to get vaccinated. you needed a concerted effort from public figures, and overall, you know, acceptance is only possible when you have large groups of people of varying age groups, varying identities, going out and spreading the message. That's one. But I think the bigger challenge we face today is access, because people will, if given at the site where they are working, interacting, you know, just say, okay, I'll get the shot, rather than actually make an attempt to get out, find the time, go to a place, and get vaccinated. So it's a mixture of both.
Yeah. Is there any value to sort of pop-up sites like you see a mobile blood bank? You know, can you take a truck to the rodeo and have, or is that proven to be just like, yeah, that's not what people are going to do?
Yeah, that will bring in some. It's not going to be a big game changer. I think the real game changer is right at the workplace, and especially those frontline workers who have a hard time finding time off to go get vaccinated.
Yeah. Anything else that you want people to think about now regarding COVID? We were just listening a few minutes ago to this idea of a pandemic. No, it's going to be an All Things Considered, a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Is that fair to say that we could be looking at a, in quotations, pandemic of the unvaccinated next?
Yeah, and actually we are seeing exactly that. If you look at the numbers from the CDC, you know, everyone who has gotten COVID-19 currently, we are looking at 95% of the folks who get the disease are unvaccinated, 97% that get hospitalized are unvaccinated, and 98% of deaths are those that are unvaccinated. So you the numbers are clear. Like you said, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We have a solution. We have a one simple way to end this, and that's get vaccinated.
Yeah, preventable deaths, largely. Dr. Shankar Kura, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Laurie.